sensitive on rich people too. It's like, sure, yeah, I have multiple cars and a vacation home and the best health care for me and my family and all the stability that I would ever want in retirement. But none of that means anything if poor people don't smile at me.
Hey everybody, thanks for hitting play. This is Limelight and I'm comedian Doug Benson. And what we're about to do is travel to comedy clubs all over the country. I'd say all over the world, but I think we're going to keep it pretty much in the U.S. And we're going to hear from comics that Limelight thinks you should know about. And it's all based around one theme, and today's theme is holier than thou. There's people out there that think they're better than other people for various reasons. I think the expression originally came from religion, even though I am not a religious person. I was a Methodist when I was a kid, and now I'm a nothingist. My parents took me to Sunday school every Sunday. You know, that's when Sunday school happened. And, you know, they'd drop me off, and I'd go in there, and I'd be bored out of my mind for a few hours, and then they'd come get me, and then I'd go home. And around 12 years of age, I said, hey, why are you taking me to this thing? Why do I have to do this? And they were like, oh, you don't have to if you don't want to. We just thought, you know, we should do that. And I was like, okay, I don't want to. And so they stopped taking me. And I'm sure they were thrilled to not have to, you know, get up in the morning and drive me to church. So that's why I think I'm not holier than anyone, because I'm not holy at all. And I don't think I'm better than everyone else. Like, I don't feel like I'm self-righteous. I'd say I'm unholier than thou. But we've got lots of comics lined up here that are just dying to talk about being holier than thou. First up, let's go to Sweet Home San Diego. That's where I'm from. That's where I Methodists. To the Madhouse Comedy Club and hear from Jesse Egan.
I used to wait on tables. Anybody here wait on tables before? Yeah, a few people. All right. I see. No, I waited tables. The thing you hate about waiting tables is dealing with picky eaters that have to make a million fucking substitutions. And you know you've got a table like that as soon as you come to their table because they're looking at the menu and they're like, this is a real nice rough draft you got right here. We're gonna revise this shit out of it, so buckle up.